It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lighton of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lighton of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lighton to smooth it all over.
Well, you know, things never get hairy around Tom Lighton. If you don't know why that is, maybe you should follow him on Twitter, at Tom Lighton. Get a quick look at his picture and you'll understand. Using our throwback opener, that's the original opener that we did when we first started the show, and we have had ETF of the Week on every week, basically, since we started in 2012. So almost 5 years we've been doing this now. And what this is Tom Lighton is the editor at ETFtrends.com. Where they give you much more than just, hey, what's trending. They give you everything that's happening soup to nuts in the ETF world. But Tom also gives us his pick for something you should look out for. Occasionally something you might want to shy away from. Sometimes it's something brand new that you might want to just put on your radar screen and see how it goes. If you want more information on any of the things we talk about or on ETFs in general, ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter, at ETFtrends. But you get that good look at Tom if you go to his Twitter, which is at Tom Lighton. Tom, welcome back.
Thanks, Chuck, and my barber thanks you.
Our ETF of the week is
the Davis Select Worldwide ETF, ticker symbol DWLD.
DWLD, the Davis Select Worldwide ETF. This is kind of big news, but it brings up some interesting questions that we don't always get to talk about here. This is big news because Davis Advisors, the Davis Funds, fabulous fund managers moving into the ETF space with what amounts to an actively managed ETF. So is it that you love the strategy or is this different? Because there is a question that I'm going to have to ask in a minute. But first, I got to know why this fund right now.
Well, it is new. And as you point out, Chris Davis, his team, the legacy of his family. If you're a student of the markets and especially mutual funds, this family is legendary. They really are. They now have gotten to the point where enough of their clients have said, hey, we'd love to have your management in an ETF wrapper, and they got together and produced it. So they have three ETFs. We're specifically today talking about the Davis Select Worldwide ETF. But as you point out as well, it's active management in an ETF wrapper, but it's transparent. One of the things advisors and investors love about ETFs is that you can look at the underlying holdings every day, where mutual funds are only obliged to tell you what they own within that mutual fund at the end of the quarter, and stuff might have been bought and sold throughout the quarter, and you as a shareholder didn't even know it. So Davis understands the transparency issue very well, and many active managers are somewhat scared to be transparent daily because they feel others might front run them. Davis said, look, we have separate accounts that we manage on a daily basis anyway. People, if they really want to find out what we're buying and selling, could do that. We're coming out with an ETF that's daily transparent, which is the first time a big rock star manager since Bill Gross with his short-term active fixed income ETF has launched. So this has been many years.
But what has evolved in ETFs over the last few years has been traditional funds is kind of what you thought of when you were going for active management. And ETFs, that's what you were going to for indexing and smart beta, the alternative strategies, etc. Now you've got active management in the form of Chris Davis coming here, or his firm coming here. He's not the actual manager on Davis Select Worldwide. You're actually picking what amounts to a traditional mutual fund just in an ETF wrapper. Does this in any way, shape, or form kind of blur the distinction that had grown up between traditional funds and ETFs?
It's a great question, Chuck, but it's already been blurred just for the fact that we've moved from pure beta strategies that were really the pillar of the ETF space 25 years ago to now these smart beta strategies that might rejigger the underlying index as often as monthly. So many smart beta strategies might be considered active in their own way, which is fine. There are some other active ETFs too. There's also the discussion of a new active structure that opens up the transparency on not as a frequent basis, but also trades at the end of the day like a mutual fund. It's called an ETMF. But anyway, specific to this ETF and the Davis Advisors offering, one other thing needs to be mentioned. Active management has been kind of thrown under the bus in the past 7 years because buy and hold index investing has done very, very well, and a lot of even all-star managers haven't done as well. So the question is, will that continue? Will indexing continue to trump active management in the next 7 years? And if you go back and you look over time, it always operates in cycles. If we were a betting organization, I would say, boy, active management has been a little bit beat up. Indexing is a little bit long in the tooth. If you're concerned about volatility and want to have good managers picking good stocks the way money management should be run, here's a time to kind of consider it after indexing has trumped active for so long.
Is this going to be something you're going to use as a trend follower, or because this is an active strategy with a great manager, the idea is you buy this and you hold this the way you've always done with a traditional fund?
Well, I think so, because a lot of advisors right now have actively managed mutual funds internally. So there's never a better time than now to check to see how your actively managed mutual funds have done during volatile times, because the probability is we're going to see that in the coming years, right? Number one. And if they have not done as well during those times and they're charging higher fees, why do you have them in the portfolio? The best thing to do is look to see which managers did best during those volatile times, and Chris Davis is one of them.
And what kind of expense ratio does this ETF carry?
It's 75 basis points, which again is under 1%, but I think over time we'll really see if it's worth it.
It's the ETF of the week, Davis Select Worldwide, DWLD. And for more information, go to ETFtrends.com. That, of course, the website of my guest, Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
You can get more information at his site. You can follow them on Twitter, at ETFtrends. You can follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon.